It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 4th of May, the 124th day of the year? Are you well? I do hope so. Today, Namibians are remembering the Kasinga Massacre. In 1978, the South African Defense Force attacked a SWAPO base at Kasinga in southern Angola. SWAPO, the Southwest Africa People's Organization, was an independence movement at that time. It's now a political party and has been the governing party in Namibia since the country became independent in 1990. Approximately 600 people were killed in the massacre. Today is also International Firefighters Day. Have you told a firefighter lately how much you appreciate their service? You should. They're really heroes. I know that Brother Muhammad Salim Akhtar Chadhar, who's the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listening Club in District Chinio in Pakistan, is a volunteer fireman, and he's a teacher too. I bet he'll go straight to heaven, all those good works. Hello, Salim. And darn, I did my gardening last week and missed out on World Naked Gardening Day. You heard that right. Today is World Naked Gardening Day. Do with that info what you will, just don't post any photos on Facebook if you decide to observe it, okay?
Susan, you know you can't say stuff like that.
We'll welcome a brand new RFI Listeners Club, take a peek inside the Sound Kitchen mailbag, listen to music by request, and of course, there's the quiz, so stay tuned.
There is nothing wrong. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Mmm, yummy.
Ready, everyone? Because it's time for the quiz. On the 30th of March, my colleague Olya Horton was cooking for you. She asked you about the Special Olympics, which had taken place a bit earlier in the month in Abu Dhabi. Olya wanted you to write in with the number of medals India won, and she wanted you to be specific. How many gold medals, how many silver medals, and how many bronze medals? Not only that, she wanted you to tell her in which sport India won the most medals. The answer is 368 medals in total. Impressive. India won 85 gold, 154 silver, and 129 bronze in all. The sport for which they won the most medals is powerlifting. In powerlifting alone, India won 20 gold, 33 silver, and 43 bronze medals. Congratulations, India. The winners of this week's quiz are all from India. From Assam, there's Deba Kamal Hazarika. He's the president of the United RFI Listeners Club. And from Kerala State, there's RFI Listeners Club member Radhakrishna Pillai. More RFI Listeners Club members on the list this week. From Tamil Nadu, there's Selva Raj. From Odisha, there's Rahimatu Nisan. And last but not least, Zenon Tellis from the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I just finished reading Caramelo, a novel by the Mexican-American writer Sandra Cisneros. There's a brief scene in the novel in which one woman tells another, for all the misery in the world, there's a lot of humanity too. Being in contact with all of you confirms that for me. When you write and tell me stories of heroes in your communities, when you share photos of your classrooms, tell about an old man who walks from village to village carrying books which he lends on his back. When I see the photos of you cleaning beaches and streets, of installing wells at an orphanage, all the things so many people do which show there really is a lot of humanity and caring out there. And I think this is a very important thing to remember in our rather imperfect world. So when I read this article on our website this past week, I was really touched. It's about how a small town in France has welcomed refugees, incorporated them into their lives and their community, and are even saddened when the refugees move away. I want you to read it too. It's called A Tiny French Village Becomes a Model for Integrating Migrants, and we published it on the 28th of March. There's a link to the article on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page in case you missed it, which, of course, you didn't, right? So, I want you to tell me these things about the little village. What is its name, and where is it located? Also tell me the name of the group the villagers formed to help the refugees adapt to their new surroundings. Again, tell me the name and the location of the little village here in France which has welcomed, successfully, refugees from many different countries, and the name of the group that the villagers formed to help the refugees. This is the kind of story that makes me really proud to be French. You have until the 3rd of June to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 8th of June to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Taso aurai Susan's Bee, the Sound Kitchen program ki Radio France International Sara.
Grand music for a grand event. A brand new official RFI club is born. It's called the RFI Sisia Youth Development Association Listening Club, and Eric Mabotaji is the president. The club is really active in their community, always busy doing one good thing after another. I quite admire them, and I'm really proud to welcome them to the RFI English Club family. The RFI Sisia Youth Development Association Listening Club is in Bamenda, Cameroon. Welcome, welcome, and welcome again. We all look forward to hearing about your club's activities and looking at your photos. Rendezvous on the RFI English Club's Facebook page. And by the way, everyone can look at the RFI English Club's Facebook page, but only members of the independent RFI clubs can post on it. I encourage all of you to look at it regularly. There's always photos of the various good initiatives undertaken by the clubs. Once again, welcome to the members of the RFI Sisia Youth Development Association Listening Club, and to Eric Mbotiji, their president. long letter in the Sound Kitchen mailbag recently. It's from an interesting young man who immigrated from the U.S. to Nigeria. He lives in Port Harcourt in Rivers State, and his name is Herbert Henry. This is what he wrote. I was at the Cannes Film Festival some years ago when Bruno Ulmer presented his film Welcome Europe. It was an intriguing film meant to call attention to the reasons for immigration and then what immigrants face, both as individuals and within their new communities. It's a very tough stage to live through, as an immigrant does not have his bearings in a new environment. I am also an immigrant. I am an African American living and working in Port Harcourt, the Garden City in the Niger Delta of Nigeria. My job is in information technology and security in the petrochemical industry. I've been living in Port Harcourt for over 9 years now. I always had the urge to connect with my African ancestry. My dear friends and colleagues at work have made my stay even more comfortable than I could have imagined. It's like magic. I met a Nigerian woman at a telecommunications conference in Atlanta, Georgia, many years ago, and we became close friends. It was like connecting with a distant cousin. Her name is Princess Funkazi Pepel, and I was so curious about a princess from my ancestral kingdom. She's been extremely kind to me. She even facilitated my meeting with Nelson Mandela, who's my hero. Yours sincerely, Herbert Henry. What an interesting immigration story. I'm glad to hear your transition into a new country worked so well for you. Thanks, Herbert, for writing, and enjoy Nigeria. Warm birthday greetings to a faithful Sound Kitchen listener, KC Sivaraj from the DLFDX Club in Tamil Nadu, India. Mr. Sivaraj celebrated his 60th birthday last week. Long life and good health and lots of radio listening, KC Sivaraj. Hey everyone, don't forget to take a look at the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Club's Facebook pages. There are lots of pictures of spring flowers and a wonderful video from Salim Al-Sari, a teacher in Iraq, of his students receiving their postcards from RFI English. Not to miss. And remember, if you would like to donate stamps and postcards to students around the world, you're more than welcome to do just that. And teachers, if you would like stamps and postcards for your students, just send a mail to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get a package in the mail to you. All you have to do in return is send us photos of your students with their goodies. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Erwan Rom, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. As you know, my favorite music has come to an end, but I promised to play the pieces that didn't make it on the air the first time around. This week, it's from the batch of requests for favorite songs sung by female singers. Sabuj Mia from Rangpur, Bangladesh, asked for Multani Kangan Pawade, sung by the Pakistani film star and the country's first woman film director, Noor Jehan. I could not find a translation, so I'm not sure what she's singing about, but it's from the film Ishq Samandar, and stop laughing right now at my mispronunciation. Anyway, I watched a short clip from the film. Noor Jehan and another woman are having a dancing, singing, fighting contest over a big lunk of a man who just stands there looking lost. So I presume the lyrics are about how she's a better match for him than the other. Although I must say, he sure doesn't look worth fighting over, and the two women probably would have had a lot more fun if they became friends and went and had tea and a good chat. Anyway, it's nice to listen to and certainly an interesting little bite of Pakistani pop culture. I hope you enjoy it. And thanks again to Sabuj Mia from Rangpur, Bangladesh, for sharing your favorite music with us. And if anyone out there can tell us what this piece of music is about, I'd love it. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Thank you.